This is Ten Radio, community radio for the Ten Parishes on 105.3 FM. Or you can hear us on the web at tenradio.org.
Join us today for an Advent service, which comes from King's College Chapel in Taunton and is taken by the school chaplain, Father Mark Smith. The choir is made up of parents, staff, friends and students, with their music director and choir master, Chris Helms, and the organist, James Campbell, who now plays us into the service.
Anticipation for the coming of our Lord. We ask for peace and mercy for ourselves and the world. We pray for the Church that during this time of Advent, people may be helped to prepare spiritually for the coming of our Saviour. We pray for nations in crisis, those at war, or those suffering political turmoil or economic recession, that all may experience the peace of the coming season. We pray for those who may find it hard to prepare a way for the Lord in their lives, that they may be given the gifts of knowledge and discernment. And we pray for all who have died, and those whose anniversaries fall at this time. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. A hymn on Jordan's bank, the Baptist's cry.
Thank you.
finds strength from Mary's willingness to say yes to God's terrifying invitation. I am afraid of saying yes, Lord. Where will you take me? I am afraid of drawing the longer straw. I am afraid of signing my name to an unread agreement. I am afraid of the yes that will entail other yeses. Yet I am not at peace, for you pursue me, besiege me. I seek out the din for fear of hearing you. But in a moment of silence, you slip through. I turn from the road, for I have caught sight of you. But at the end of the path, you are there, awaiting me. Where shall I hide? I meet you everywhere. I'm afraid to say yes, Lord. I'm afraid of putting my hand in yours, for you hold on to it. I'm afraid of meeting your eyes, for I know you will win me. I'm afraid of your demands. I am hemmed in, yet I continue to hide. I am captured, yet I continue to struggle, and I fight, knowing that I am defeated. For you are the stronger one, Lord. You own the world, and you take it from me. When I stretch out my hand to catch hold of people and things, they vanish before my eyes. I can't seem to keep anything for myself. The flower I pick withers in my hand. My laughter freezes on my lips. Everything seems empty. Everything seems hollow. For you have made a desert around me. I am hungry and thirsty, and nothing in this world seems to satisfy me. And yet I have loved you, Lord. I have worked for you. Gave my whole life to you. Followed your voice in the night from the earliest days of my youth. O great and terrible God, what more do you want? Why won't you leave me in peace? My child, God says, I want more for you and the world. Until now, you have planned your actions, but I have no need of them. You have asked for my approval. You have asked for my support. You have wanted to interest me in your work. But do you not see that you were reversing the roles? I have watched you. I have seen your goodwill. And I want more than you now. You will no longer do your own work, but the will of the one who has called you, who has whispered to you on that night when you were merely a child. Say yes, child. I need your yes, as I needed Mary's to come to earth. For it is I who must do your work, not you. It is I who must live in your family, not you. It is I who must be in those whose lives you touch, not you. It is I whose words they must hear, not yours. It is I whose eyes they must look into, not yours. It is my word that carries weight, not yours. It is my life that transforms, not yours. Give all to me. Abandon all to me. I need your yes. To be united with you and to come down to earth. I need your yes to continue saving the world. O Lord, I'm afraid of your demands. But who can resist you, that your kingdom may come and not mine, that your will may be done and not mine? Help me to say yes.
were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Here ends the lesson.
Thank you.
complains to God about the heavy burden which serving others brings. God reminds him that his coming to us often goes unnoticed. Lord, why did you tell me to love everyone, my brothers and sisters? I have tried, but I come back to you frightened, Lord. I was so peaceful at home. I was so comfortably settled, it was well furnished. I felt cozy, I was alone, I was at peace, sheltered from the wind, the rain, the mud. I would have stayed unsullied in my ivory tower. But Lord, you have discovered a breach in my defenses. You have forced me to open my door. Like a squall of rain in the face, the cry of men has awakened me. Like a gale of wind, a friendship has shaken me. As a ray of light slips in unnoticed, your grace has stirred me. And rashly enough, I left my door ajar. Now, Lord, I am lost. Outside, they were lying in wait for me. I did not know they were so near. In this house, in this street, in this office, my neighborhood, my colleague, my friend. As soon as I started to open the door, I saw them with outstretched hands, burning eyes, longing hearts, like beggars on a church step. The first ones came in, Lord. There was, after all, some space in my heart. I welcomed them. I would have cared for them and fondled them, my very own lambs, my little flock. You would have been pleased, Lord. I would have served and honored you in a proper, respectable way. Till then, it was sensible. But the next ones, Lord, the others, I had not seen them. They were hidden behind the first ones. There were more of them. They were wretched. They overpowered me without warning. We have to crowd in. I had to find room for them. Now they have come from all over in successive waves, pushing one another, jostling one another. They have come from all over town, from all parts of the country, of the world. Numberless, inexhaustible. They don't come alone any longer, but in groups bound one to another. They come bending under heavy loads, loads of injustice, of resentment and hate, of suffering and sin. They drag the world behind them, with everything rusted, twisted, or badly adjusted. Lord, they hurt me. They are in the way. They are everywhere. They are too hungry. They are consuming me. I can't do anything more. As they come in, they push the door, and the door opens wider. Lord, my door is wide open. I can't stand it anymore. It's too much. It's no kind of life. What about my job, my family, my peace, my liberty? And me, Lord, I have lost everything. I don't belong to myself any longer. There's no more room for me at home. Don't worry, God says. You have gained all. While they came into you, I, your Father, I, your God, slipped in among them.
Thank you.
Let us pray. In joyful expectation of his coming to our aid, we pray to Jesus. We pray for your church throughout the world, especially for Peter and Ruth, our bishops, and all the clergy. Help us to live in the light of your coming. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who hold powerful office in this country and in the world, that they may lead with justice and integrity. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Come to the suffering as Saviour and Comforter. We pray for all refugees and those affected by war or natural disasters. We pray for all who suffer mental or physical illness or addiction. Break into our lives and set us free to serve you forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Come from heaven, Lord Jesus, with power and great glory. Lift us up to meet you, that with the faithful departed, Mary and Andrew, and all the saints and angels, we may live and reign with you in your new creation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Come, Lord Jesus, do not delay. Give new courage to your people who trust in your love. By your coming, raise us to share in the joy of your kingdom, on earth as in heaven, where you live and reign with the Father and the Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Maranatha. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
been listening to a service for Advent from the Chapel of King's College in Taunton, with the Parents, Friends, Staff and Students Choir led by Chris Holmes. The service was taken by the school chaplain, Father Mark Smith. Ten Radio would like to thank the headmaster, Richard Biggs, for giving permission to broadcast the service, and the programme finishes with the organist James Campbell playing the closing section of the Fugue in C minor by Mendelssohn. This has been a 10 Radio Outside Broadcast production.
This is 10 Radio, community radio for the 10 parishes on 105.3 FM. Or you can hear us on the web at 10radio.org.